Oh, right. It's warm. It's warm in this car. I need to be less warm. Just look over there and see, because Ed Harris is awesome. Yes, Ed Harris is awesome. I mean, have you ever seen The Rock? Ed Harris is in The Rock. Oh, boy. Yeah. Kind of a long week. Doom, huh? I want to play more Doom. I'm going to try and play some Doom this weekend. Did you guys know that new Homefront game comes out next week? Pretty crazy, right? Kind of snuck up. I would like to know more about that game. I would like to see what that thing is. It kind of didn't look so great, but I only saw it in like E3 showings and stuff like that. Stray dog running around the middle of this intersection. Stray dog in front of me. Stray dog running past me. Later, dog. Man. Hope that dog gets where it's going. Had a collar. Tag. Doom not showing up in recent activity or able to view achievements. Huh. Is that on the... I don't know which version you're talking about. I saw achievements popping up when we played the PC version. I saw them listed on the store page, but I guess I didn't click through to see if the page was live. Sometimes that stuff goes a little weird at launch. Like, if they're blocking achievements from pre-release stuff, sometimes there have been cases, like, usually on consoles, though. I can't think of any on Steam. Where they just kind of forget to unblock them for a little while. Most PlayStation games, the downloadable games anyway, like the Sunday before they come out is when the trophies are finally viewable. For Uncharted, it was like midday Monday, I want to say, when they finally started showing up. Yeah, bus, just run me off the road. Fuck it. It's cool. We're all friends here. That large classic automobile had extremely large rims on it.
Trying to make some money to feed my daughter. Yeah, chilling, man. You know, watching these motherfuckers play. You know, Miami got to win.
Yo, Miami got to win. You know, but, you know, I'm a New York fan, but, you know, shout out to Miami, shout out to the Warriors. We going for, man.
Shit, man. Spurs. Damn.
Damn. Word.
They old, man. You know, you got to fuck up hairline. They old, got to go. And, you know, I might as well go back-to-back, go to the state, man.
Shouts to the kids out there loving Kyrie out there, you know what I mean? So, you know, shouts to the kids loving the, you know.
Man, they love the Cleveland and all that, man. You know, we here, man. Yeah. Shade 45. New music guest. I've got the big homie, man. Tell me who you are. Your mic is on. You get yourself. Put his mic on. Wait, yeah. Yeah? Wait. Hold on.
Yo.
All right. Yeah.
Yo, what's going on? This is the boy Ogino. What's up?
Ogino!
Yo.
What's up, man? Wait, turn the music down. What's up in the background? What's going on with you, brother?
Everything is cool, brother. Just here, you know what I mean? Just flew in from Vegas. Yeah, you know
what I mean? I hear it. I hear number one, buddy. I hear. Yeah, where the name comes from, man?
Ogino, man. That's really my government name is spelled O-G-E. You know what I mean? That's my government name. And then, you know, the N-O is New Order. So, you know,
fresh.
Put it together. That's Ogino. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's the vibe. We come from the Virgin Islands as well, man. I was born on an island called St. Kitts in the West Indies. And St. Kitts and Nevis. And then moved to the Virgin Islands when I was 7. Now we're living in Vegas. So we just came out here, man, just trying to make it connect, you know?
So did you ever have old proof for a man 7 years old?
I did.
Yeah, the
uncle snuck it to me, though, you know what I mean? The uncle snuck a little bit of the rum to me. And, you know, I got a little tipsy, but it's cool. It just made me feel a little warm, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's about it.
I need to know certain, like, rums or whatever. Like, I know Ray and Nephews is overproof. Is there other
I think
liquors?
Right now, you get, like, Brugal. Brugal is a serious rum.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But
you've had Brugal before.
Well, of course.
Brugal is a nice rum. I know you got a little Spanish type of vibe in you too, right?
Yeah, black Puerto Rican.
Right.
I guess you said fucked up.
So that's a cool little rum. You know, you got Cruzan rum is a good vibe too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you got a couple down in the islands that, you know, sometimes the people that mix their own rum, as a matter of fact, you know what I mean? So you got that going as well, you know what I mean? So either way you could get, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. Already. You're representing Vegas?
Yeah, representing Vegas right now, by way of the Virgin Islands and St. Kitts, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
The hot weather, still, man.
Warm weather all year round, really, you know?
Yeah.
It's really like...
It's more desert.
It's more desert than Vegas. Yeah. Vegas is like that heat, you know? It's like no humidity, it's just that heat. You get outside and it's 115, 116 come the summertime, man. That ain't the best side to go out. You don't want to be outside in the street at all walking around like that.
I don't, you know, man. Not at all. I almost caught a cold. I didn't be on that bullshit.
Yeah, man. You don't want to be in the streets on no BS, you know what I mean? You want to be cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So how you like the Vegas life?
Vegas is cool, man. Vegas got a lot of money out there, you know what I mean? You just got to know how to go out there and get it, you know what I mean? And I'm a grinder. Like I say, I mean, I was telling somebody the other day, my whole vibe is like, I come from the bottom, like for real. I hear people say all the time they come from the bottom, but we come from the islands. This is my brother right there to the next side of me, so my blood brother. So we come from a place that ain't nowhere. We got people whose houses is built from like metal, like, you know, sheets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's where families of 4 and 5 live. So I see people in the projects, like, they got it good. You know what I mean? We come from the gutter. So when people in the stores ask me for money when I come out of the store, I'm like, I ain't giving you no money. I came from nowhere. And then you in America, you from America.
Like, which is free.
You could be anything you want to be, man. And you here asking me for bread, and you know, now I'll pass. It's yours to get money, you know what I mean? If I can make it, you can't tell me you can't make it. Way better than me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to take advantage of every opportunity. If I up here with SiriusXM right now, as you said, anybody could do it. So I remember listening to you years ago.
Oh,
You know what I mean? Shit. I'm here sitting with you right now. That's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rude Jude and all that. It's crazy.
Yeah, shout out to Jude.
Yeah, shout out to Jude Angelina.
Yeah, and I didn't know. Yeah, you bought your brother. I thought Dudos or something.
Oh, nah, Dudas?
I think it's a whole thing. I think that.
Nah.
They don't know about that. That makes crazy. We'll talk about that another time. That makes crazy.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another time.
Oh, man. I remember I did a show in Vegas, and there's this your hotel room. Came in there and had one burgundy wash rag. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. They had. It was like, it was Vegas, but then it was like on another side. It was just a ghetto, right? Next door, I didn't know it was the hood, like right there. Yeah.
It depends on who your promoter is, though, because that is how they go to the promoter. It's how they set you up, man.
Because I'm seeing the bad, bright lights, I'm like, nigga, I'm in
the hood. Yeah. Vegas is like that. It's a lot of hood. Don't forget, Pac got shot out in Vegas, you know what I mean?
Huh?
It gets grimy. Right now, Vegas, I think it's like 60, 70 murders right now. It's crazy. Yeah. Vegas is gully right now, man.
It's on the streets. Vegas, man.
Yeah, North Town, the West Side. Shout out to my people in the Vegas right now. So it's like, it's crazy in Vegas right now. When you come through the city, you gotta make sure you look out when you walk in, who you talking to, because everybody think it's sweet. Bright lights. Just like the islands, people think it's sweet. Like you could come to the islands and people would chop your hands off, man. Niggas out there chopping hands off right now.
Man, a couple times. It looks very beautiful, I know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's great.
You know what I'm saying? People think like you come down there, you know, let's walk with honey on the beach. And, you know, you and honey come on this. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's different, you know what I mean? You just gotta make sure that you got pass wherever you go. And that's for anywhere, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no place tougher than the other. It's just, you know,
yeah.
You gotta know where you're going. Definitely street code, period.
And it is Shade 45, we in the building. What can we get into real quick, man?
You know, right now, I just dropped a mixtape. It's called My Version Song Better, Part 2. We did one about a year and a half ago. So this is just a follow-up to that. And we just did a video called Stay the Same. It's pretty dope, you know what I'm saying? And the premise on the mixtape is my version. We're doing our mixtape beats. So my version of those songs we put out before, you know, whoever put those joints out, my version sounds dope. You know what I mean? So this is part 2 of that. Yeah. So if anybody out there in Radio Land, or you know, if you're on YouTube, check that out. You know, you can download my mixtape right now, My Version Song Better Part 2, on Audio Mac. You can check me out on Google, Ogeno, O-G-E-N-O, everything, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is.
All right, let's get to that. We're gonna come right back, call up 88Shane45 OG in the building. Let's go!
Yeah.
King of Chill, shout out to King of Chill. MC Light's been making her rounds in New York.
Yeah. Shout out to MC Light. She did a show in the Meatpacking District this past week. Got to catch it.
And we were just discussing, no matter what she will play from Roughneck on down, she's going to always play your classic hits. Paper Thin, Cha Cha Cha, Stop, Look, Listen. She always going to rock those in shows. And I saw her do the one at Delancey, and the crowd was giving it up. It's on YouTube. I was like, damn.
Every time I saw MC Light perform was at the Zodiac in the Bronx.
Wow.
You were there when the fight broke out?
Yeah.
Wow.
She had on that little sweatsuit, that cute little sweatsuit. Word up. I was right at the stage. I was to the right of the stage. But she walked on. How'd he come from the backstage?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the week before EPMD performed, and she was supposed to perform with them too, EPMD.
Yeah,
and it was like MC Light ain't show up. She'll be here next week. She couldn't make it.
Wow.
And then she came the following week. I was in love with MC Lyte until I found out she ain't want nothing to do with me.
Isn't that crazy, though, man? I mean, back then, almost every artist that dragged some out in New York was hot. Wow. You know, like, it was, like, not just three hot people. It was, like, 25 hot people, and you wanted to buy every album.
Everybody was different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And again, that's...
Thank God Future ain't come. I mean, what's that nigga name?
Which one, Future?
That's the nigga name with the dreads?
Yeah.
That everybody sound like? Uh-huh. Good thing he ain't come out back then.
Yeah.
Everybody would have sound like that nigga.
Nah,
everybody. That's the style to sound like him.
Mm-hmm. He's like the next T-Pain, you know, because, you know, with the whole auto-tune-ish type
voice. He do the auto-tune thing?
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucked up, man. I got I'm a part of probably the best hip-hop show on Sirius, of course, and definitely terrestrial radio. Probably, you know, since we broadcast out of New York, I know we the hottest show coming out of New York.
You hear one or two, you're gone.
Oh, yeah. Radio and all that, but I don't even know what son looked like. I just know he got dreads, but it's like 15.
I know you got another Panda record, which is not him. That's Kanye's artist. He's from Brooklyn, named Designer.
Right. Yeah, see,
but he's sound, you know.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't know who these niggas is. Like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know if it's Action Bronson or Ghostface. I don't know if it's Jay-Z or it's Nas or Young Drew. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
He's a Young Drew. He's old Drew.
Oh, he old Drew. I said Young Drew. Yeah. See, I don't even know. He was up here, and I don't even remember that nigga name.
Young Drew was sick.
There you go.
I know. I remember he said that means your old friend in his language.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
What was he, Ukrainian? He's something.
I ain't here.
I'm not here.
But as soon as he learned how to speak English, he sound like Nas. He picked his knees up. He ain't want to sound like
that. He can flow, too.
Chill.
Or he can flow.
Oh, he can flow.
Yeah. And speaking of flowing, and I don't mean
Action Bronson can flow, too.
And I don't mean flowing like the monthly, so with all due respect, we got Torch over on the boards.
Torch usually fuck up that flow.
Who's this crackhead walking by?
Oh, shit. Sexy crackhead.
Man, she's super skinny.
Got two fives over there in the back.
Find out she the boss of the building and shit.
And still smoking crack.
So she'll walk in the room and go, you want to know who I am? Show over.
and you throw some white shit on the floor, make her fall.
That's the live from headquarters. Floor. It is.
Throw some particles on the floor.
The live from headquarters, it'll be. What would it be?
It would be high from headquarters.
Over for headquarters.
What up, Torch?
Ain't shit, man.
How that belly coming along?
Yeah, man, it's growing and growing, man.
When your baby father come home from jail.
That's fucked up.
I
don't see rap cakes for you.
I ain't know you messed around.
Last week, Torch told me his baby father ain't shit. But they working it out.
There you go.
Call us up. You want to holler at us? You want to hear anything about Torch baby father? 877-60-HIP-HOP 877-604-4746.
Yeah, man, you alright though?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Oh, I heard Bam talking about you on the news, man.
Yeah, that nigga lying. He know me. That motherfucker know me. Trying to lie.
Everybody know me.
I lived in Bronx Ocean. I'm off the block from Bronx River. That nigga know me. KC from Brooklyn Creek. He was out there with Egyptian Bambada.
And I'm from Texas Lake.
You from Texas Lake. He was out there with the Spanish with the Mexican Bambada.
And a bamboo.
It was Bam in, Bam out. I did the movie Bam in, Bam out, starring Africa J. Almost.
Africa J. Almost. A comedian was saying the other day about him. He said he always sound like he just want to hurt something. He said when he was a kid, he was probably like, Mom, I want something to eat now. She's like, okay, come right up.
That nigga,
where's my birthday king?
You know he had beef with Harvey Keitel.
In real life?
Yeah, Harvey Keitel was beefing with him crazy. After American Me came out, Harvey Keitel found out that they had a hit on Edward James Almost. They wanted to kill him.
Right, I remember that.
So, you know, what's the broad from The Sopranos?
Which one?
Dr. Melfi,
yeah.
That's the wife of Goodfellas.
Yeah.
All right. That's I know Chris Bim though. He wanted to tweet me and tell me.
When is it, Chris Bim?
But that's Harvey Keitel's baby mother. And she married Edward James Olmos.
Mm.
And Harvey Keitel was saying about babies in danger out there with this woman.
Mm.
I want my baby. They was beefing.
Wow.
But it turned out good. You see KC still here. He's on the show, so the baby grew up good. You look good, Holmes.
You look good, Hold on,
you look good, Kanam.
That's a nice
setup,
man.
Leave it alone.
You and your heart's a piece of joy.
Like George Lopez says, my water.
Yo, so how was that Adidas event?
Yeah, I just came back. For all my listeners, I'm very, 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 very tired right now, but we're not going to let you feel it on the wheels of steel. The music's going to come out strong, but I'm very tired. I left at 5 in the morning to go to L.A. to do an Adidas Away Days. It's a movie about skateboarding, and they sponsored it, and it's called Away Days. Shout out to Adidas Skateboarding, and shout out to John Wexler, who booked the gig. They said that they were having a meeting, and they were like, yo, we want to get somebody sort of like a premier type to do the gig. And he was like, yo, I know how to reach him. Like, you know, they would just use me as an example of what type of party.
That's great. They don't want you. They want a premier type.
Right, exactly. So, but they got me.
They was looking for static.
Yeah, they came.
Show off.
Oh, yeah, shout to Static, who just FaceTimed us right before we literally went on the
air.
That's
my motherfucking brother. I love Static.
With Joey Badass, Nick Carson, the whole crew. Shout to the whole pro era.
Yeah, one of the other niggas in the van tried to get at me. It's on.
Yeah, it's all right. But, yeah, we'll get them back, Pants. You know you're nice with the comeback. But, I went out to the DJ, the pre-party, which was in the parking. Actually, they turned the parking lot into a little cookout type thing where they gave away free gear, and I brought y'all some gear. They gave away free food, everything, and
brought
liquor.
Food too?
No, I didn't bring the grub. But Black brought a bag full of grapes. All of our hospitality shit in the bag. That motherfucker bought the whole bag with the grapes, the teas, everything, the orange, the bananas.
Black is a maniac with it. Man. That nigga brings all the liquor back.
Yeah.
Remember, he tried to bring the liquor back?
Yeah.
That nigga smuggles the liquor into the spot. Yo, we go anywhere, Black will smuggle your liquor, my bottle, and his.
Word.
And when they search him, he do some shit.
Oh, yeah, some wiggle shit, yeah. Every summer jam, you are not going to find that bottle.
Nah, never.
So, and he just texted me and said, yo, you want summer jam this year? But Snoop Dogg was the host to introduce the movie and the film. And then at the end of the film, they play Jump Around, and the curtain goes up, and House of Pain is on stage, reunited with Lethal, Danny Boy, and Everlast together for the first time in years, in almost 15 years, and they perform Jump Around live. The crowd went crazy, you know, because it's like, oh shit, House of Pain back together, you know. So,
Everlast break out the guitar.
He didn't do the Whitey Force stuff. They just did the one song, and that's what ended. It was a real short party from like 7 to 10.
Right.
And then I had to get back up at 5 to get a flight back, and I'm here. Because I would have landed at 9:15, and with the traffic, I don't know what's going on in New York today, but the traffic is crazy on the Cross Bronx, on the Grand Central, on the Van Wyck, and the Bruckner. You know what I'm saying? I got here because I know how to maneuver. You know, we shortcut drivers. You know, Pants is one of the best shortcut drivers. He taught me a lot about, no turn out here. You need to turn, be on the show. I'm like, how the fuck?
I'm the Backstreet
Yo,
Dawn.
He's the Backstreet Dawn, for real.
I love the Backstreet.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's how you avoid Van Bottom. I'm sorry.
Yo, we are here to break a whole lot of
new shit.
That's what we do every Friday night. Oh, and shout to our guest from last week, the legendary Nice and Smooth.
Word.
Greg Nice, Greg N-I-C-E, Smooth B. And they're on their 30th anniversary tour. If you need to find out the dates, go to niceandsmooth.com.
Great rocking tour.
Yeah, they're doing the thing. And then also shout to Jack Frost,
the Beard Gang General.
And from Philly, his beard.
Percocet's got them all itchy.
All itchy. The Beard Gang Awakens is in stores now. It's available. You can you can get that. And it's mixed by DJ Skiz, who was also here.
Yeah.
And he's working on a new album as well. It's not done yet, but he's still recording. Yeah. So shout to DJ Skiz. And so it's good to see everybody. And shout to Big Ben, who was also with a Nice
Smoke. Word up, Gompers alumni. I'm with Gompers with him.
Yeah.
Gompers shit.
Shout to Gompers. And now let's get into some
new shit.
I played this last week. It's a freestyle.
Oh shit.
It's a freestyle joint that that I touched up that features my man Panchy of the NYGs.
Oh, shit.
And my man Shabino of the NYGs.
Shabino, what up,
Shabino? So let's get into it. It's called P Electronica. Showing your skills, and you killed this, man. Let's get into it. Hip Hop Nation. Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Call us up.
Call us.
877. Hip Hop or 877.
604-4746.
Every Friday night, this is how we do on the Live from Headquarters show right here on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Hip Hop Nation Channel 44. And Hip Hop Nation is
the station. It's the Stiznae.
Say hi.
Yo, this is MC Light, also known as Light. The MC Light is a rock. What? Coming straight from headquarters. You know the dilly. DJ Premier, let him have it. Have it.
They waiting extra for the prepared, man. We got it off the drum floor.
What's up? Yeah, man, I'm rapping. DJ Premier, hey, that's Shabino. Creepy clown, you ready? Are you ready? That's right. Creepy clown, you ready? Are you ready? That's right. Creepy clown, you ready? Are you ready? Creepy clown, you ready? Are you ready? Creepy clown, you ready? Creepy clown, you ready? Creepy clown, you ready? Creepy clown, you ready? Are you ready? That's right. I fuck bad bitches and talk shit. My problem, cuz I hear I'm the spitting image of what my father was. Notice I sat here, cause I only seen him once. I can't I fuck bad bitches and talk shit. My problem, cuz shit, my problem, cuz I hear I'm the spitting image of what my father. I fuck bad bitches and talk shit. My problem, cuz I hear I'm the spitting image of what my father was. I fuck bad bitches and talk shit. My problem, cuz I hear I'm the spitting image of what my father was. Notice I sat here, cause I only seen him once. I can't remember what we talked about. It's hazy through brunch. This nigga preem is a sweetheart. Golden is his conscience. Snatch my ass off the third. This cool shot about this rock. This nigga preem is a sweetheart. Golden is his conscience. Snatch my ass off the third. This cool shot. This nigga preem is a sweetheart. Golden is his conscience. Nigga preem is a sweetheart. This nigga preem is a sweetheart. Golden is his conscience, snatch my ass off the third. Pull shy about the projects, talk slick, my orthodontist appears. Your sweet tooth is that diagnosis of the shit you spit in the booth. Creepy clown, creepy clown, creepy clown, you ready? Creepy clown, you ready? Are you ready?
Command, command, command.
Alright. I just lost a bunch of time. How long have I been on the... Well, alright. I've been driving this whole time thinking about E3. Thinking about live show guest booking. And now suddenly I'm like, I don't know, halfway home or something. Over halfway home. Yeah, there's a lot that has to get done between now and E3. A lot of shit gotta get lined up. Ugh. That'll be hard. I mean, it's a lot. It's a weird show this year.
John Quintet.
Cheesecake Factory. Shit. Awesome. I can't remember the last time I was at the Cheesecake Factory. There's one in the area. I pass by the mall where it is on my way home.
They said they want that way.
What they want now.
They said they want that new way.
What they want now.
I get that ass.
When it comes to the temple, MC Live 307, what you sipping on, fool? Call it right now, NHJ45, the extended drum mix. Come on now.
Just saying.
On my way to the strip, now I'm just flossing. Checking my review, cause niggas they will do jack moves, black fools, cause I smack fools. Trying to set me up for a 211. Fuck around and get caught up in a 187. But I don't represent no gangbang. Some niggas like lynching, but I just watch them hang. So on and so on, why don't you let me roll on? I remember back in the days when I used to have to get my stroll on. Did nobody wanna speak? Now everybody
is out the they hear me beating up the street. I don't need traffic, not tonight.
That's what they say, every single motherfucking day. Yo, but I ain't tripping, I'm just kicking it. While my D's keep spinning and these hoes keep grinning, I'll be holding in my six boat.
What everybody's saying.
This is Ludacris, and this is my backspin. Take it all the way back on their ass.
On my phone. What music is on this phone? Hello? Phone? No. Nothing. That's, no, just not gonna. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Hit random and see what comes back. Okay. Freshest, most recent, and relevant cuts.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap.
Freedom.
An end of the day, slow driving, sunset type music. Traffic still sucks, though.
Yes, yes. It is I.
Fuck, nah, I ain't got no great pump.
West Sea affiliate, yeah. Yeah. I'm with this. What we throwing up? All you bust-ass niggas out there. I got my motherfucking homeboys in the house. My nigga Ice Cube, back here. Back to set the record straight for the bust-ass niggas from the trip. It's all we do, nigga. Front, back, side to side. We be giving it up till the deep time. Niggas hit me up, I'ma have to look up. So motherfucker, what's up? Front, back, side to side. We be giving it up till the day we die. Niggas hit me up, I'ma have to erupt. So motherfucker, what's up? Nigga, clear the lane, here I come once again with this gangsta click, dropping this gangsta shit. Strictly for the rider, two riders, I got a west side of rhymer for them niggas that's sitting on them bank wires. Pump the bass, hit the switch, cause Ice Cube maxed in the dub seat, back up in the three-eye hitch. Straight hook to polite, ain't no looking back, ink in my flesh, west side, tatted on my chest. Walking with the shadow of death through the land of the scandalous, South Central Los Angeles, home of the Crips and the Bloods, where even the strongest niggas are drunk through the mud. And this is just from out of town, best to stay in Hollywood. You get the tourist ass cake stolen through my hood. West Coast to the casket drop, I be throwing it up, so motherfucker, what's up?
It's Gun Ho Mac 1, no please, you can't fuck with these. Ice Cubes and Dub Seeds is my G's in hip-hop. Top three niggas, the new bosses, never slipping cause we closest. Packing in the roses, nigga, thought you knew how we do it. Ain't a damn thing changed, I'll wait on them bangs forever in a day. So back up, give me room, don't neglect, just respecting everything. I can't check out wreck, now you can cross out the busses and snitches. It only killers, hoochie bitches, and hot hydraulic switches of loud. On the turf where the real hoes dwell. Sold up the hood, the fattest voters on the block for sale. Inglewood City, the throne, my call home. Niggas, we so bright, you might need your locs on the bell. Suit and seeing your end with Mac 10. Then I gotta confess up, nigga, this West up for life.
One back, side to side, we be giving it up to the day we die. Niggas hit me up, I'ma have to rock. So motherfucker, West up. Front, back, side to side, we be giving it up till the day we die. Niggas hit me up, I'ma have to erupt. So motherfucker, what's up?
Now I got to show you how the West Coast rocks. No razor blades in my mouth, just a Glock, and I'm hitting you up with that WS. The sun rises in the east, but it sets in the west.
It's good advice. Remember that.
So hand me the goodies, stocking mask, no hoodies. Christmas Day, I'm in a train. Why some of you niggas got the...
Oh, the sun rises in the east, but it sets in the... Okay, all right.
We call it one time.
Useful.
It's my life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. 1-9 ways of...
Pasta cooking, now you're talking.
That the West was won. Now shit can be squashed over a 40 ounce of backwash. No jokes, Atlanta folks and hunters folks. In the east, we can be brothers. But when you come to L.A., watch your motherfucking colors. West run, nigga, back.
Eurovision. Yeah, it's tomorrow, right? Or is it Sunday? I don't actually know. How long till Eurovision? I do want to try and watch it. It's like an all-day thing, isn't it? I haven't even put any research into how to watch it.
Give it up like a nigga James Brown. Me and my niggas are putting it down. So bust to be where we can see we represent the city. When niggas cross
me. Because you don't want to, like, they've got a US feed for the first time, right? But you probably, like, people say that you want, like, the BBC's feed.
I pledge allegiance to the shit till I die.
So let the 520 slide and put it down from the west side.
Front, back, side to side. We be giving it up till the day we die. Niggas hit me up, I'ma have to erupt. So motherfucker, west up. Front, back, side to side. We be giving it
Norwegian
up
feed, till the day
we die. Niggas hit me up. I'ma have to run. So motherfucker, what's up?
Norwegian feed, okay. BBC iPlayer. Yeah, I don't think I can... I have a VPN, but I think that the iPlayer knows that it's a VPN and blocks it. So I don't think I can actually use that. Norway, huh? Yeah, I don't have the logo channel because I don't have any channels. Really?
This is a stick up. Everybody get face down. Brand gagged their mouth so they can't make a sound.
If logo is part of DirecTV's channels you can watch streaming if you have a subscription package, then I have a DirecTV login that I can use, but I don't know. Watching the US feed seems like it'd be real boring and dumb. Too many commercials. Too easy to understand. You want it a little exotic. I didn't want any spoilers as to who's performing or what their thing is, so I have not been paying attention to the semifinals at all.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll try to squeeze in some, at least a little bit of time to watch that. That'd be fun. If I got time. I should have gotten off the freeway here at this exit instead of going up to my exit, because there's a ton of traffic between these two exits that I could have avoided. End of town, and that's not, I don't want to end up there. Jack in the Box is out there, that's cool. Alright, we're getting over.
Back that ass up. Come and back that when you back that ass up. Oh, what you doing? Back that ass up. happy hour, y'all. Happy Fly Day right here. Sirius XM Fly is good, and I'm ready, and it's time.
What?
Shout out to all my road warriors. I appreciate y'all, and I love y'all so, so much, man. Look, it's my promise that every single night I'm live on air. And the happy hour, I'm going to shout out my road warriors. I want y'all to be blessed. I want y'all to be safe. And I encourage everyone, the whole happy hour crew across the nation, if you know somebody that's out on that road right now, male or female, send them some love, man. Let them know you appreciate them and let them know they got love. We holding them down in the happy hour right here, y'all, on Fly. Let's take it back.
I appreciate Satellite Radio's dedication to talking about truckers. It really must... I don't know what the... I'm sure that the percentage of subscribers that are truckers, are long-haul truckers, must be off the fucking charts. And their willingness to fucking devote... I mean, they have a station devoted to trucking and trucking issues that really I should listen to more often. But yeah, I'm sure their primary demographic are people that are in their cars all the fucking time, like a trucker would be.
And I saw Bobito walk by, yeah, and I'm like, yo, but he said he's going to stop by and say hello, so shout out to Stretch Armstrong and Bobito.
I've been trying to find that movie on the Fire Stick. I can't find it.
Nah.
And that nigga,
and how you shout the guests out before they get here?
Well, he's not booked. He's just walking by. Guess. I saw him walk by. I gave him the thumbs up, like the Fonzies that we are. Right. And then he said, yo, I'm going to come around after this. I can read lips.
Down the ground, girl with a spirit dick song.
Yeah,
shout out to
Lord for this. Yeah, I'm a lip reader, baby. I'm a lip reader.
Yes, you read.
Yeah, you said right. Open your legs and let me read your lips.
Trucking.
Deb just posted on Twitter the guy that actually taught me how to play bass. His name is Travis Webster. Travis Webster is the uncle of Travis Scott. Jack Webster is Travis Scott's father, who is my OG that taught me how to play drums, taught me how to ride motorcycles and mini bikes and all that, to work on engines. And Travis's daughter, Travette, just graduated from PVAMU. Shout out to all HBCU colleges out there.
Does she got a brother named Travell?
She just might. But Travis Scott, because actually Travis Scott's name was Jacques Webster before he became Travis Scott.
His name, that's his government name, Jacques Webster?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm home. Everybody have a good weekend. Enjoy Eurovision. I'm going to try and catch some of it. See how it goes. And I'll see you later.